I just want to talk to you today about what God has just laid on my heart here recently. And, you know, my heart's always been to know God and to know the fullness of God. And you know, that's just what I really teach on, is to knowing your identity in Christ. But today I want to talk about what it is to be a conqueror. You know, Paul said in Romans chapter 8 that we are more than conquerors. So I just wanted to give you the definition of a conqueror. In the Greek, conqueror is meaning utterly defeated. You know, we understand and we know in the New Covenant what Jesus did on the cross, that he defeated death, hell, and the grave. You know, and if he conquered that, and he calls us more than a conqueror, what does that really say? You know, the definitions for conqueror again is, or more than a conqueror, is ultimately, utterly defeated. So, you know, I've been asking myself lately, do we have a real enemy? I want to leave you with something to ponder on here. So if Jesus has conquered the enemy, do we have an enemy? Can we live in total victory, total abundance? And that's what I am endeavoring to find out. I want to read a scripture to you in Romans chapter 8, starting with verse 32. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is it to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. And going down to verse 37, it says, no, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. And so, you know, as I look and I discover, you know, what it means to be more than a conqueror, I'm beginning to realize that Christ has defeated all my enemies. And the only real enemy that I have is within myself. And that's why the Bible says in Romans 12:2 to renew our minds to the Word of God, basically so we will know who we are in Christ. Now, another scripture in the Message, which I really love, is Ephesians chapter 4. Let me read a short scripture there for you and put these two together. It says, verse 5 and 6, says, you have one Master, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who rules over all, works through all, and is present in all. Everything you are and think and do is permeated with oneness. We should identify with Christ so much so, as Paul did when he wrote Galatians 2:20 and 21, that we don't have a life. Our life is hid with Christ. And everything that we do, say, think about, we should do it in a oneness, in an attitude of oneness with who we are with Christ joined together. And it goes on to say, but that doesn't mean you should all look and speak and act the same. Out of the generosity of Christ, each of us is given his own gift. The text for this is, he climbed the high mountain, he captured the enemy and seized the booty. He handed it all out in gifts to the people. Now you go on down through here, it says, he handed out gifts to the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastor, teacher, to train Christians in skilled servant work, serving the body, the church, until we are moving rhythmically and easy with each other, efficient and graceful in response to God's Son, fully mature adults, fully developed within and without, fully alive like Christ. You know, I'm not going to live the rest of my life thinking that I have just an enemy on my heels and I've got to rebuke him, I've got to rebind him, I've got to cast him out ever turn of the corner. You know, I'm going to behold Christ and who he is in his glorified state, because I realize that's who I am. And so, you know, it's not for me to rebuke the enemy, because the enemy's been defeated. Now, I'm not saying that we don't have persecution, we don't have things going on in the world. You know, remind yourself every now and then that we do live in a fallen world and everything is not going to be so rosy. But you know what? We have a future to look forward to in Christ, when he's going to make everything right. You know, it says in Peter that we wait for a new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Now, I'm not a pie-in-the-sky guy, but I do keep my eyes focused on what I will receive as a full possession of the inheritance that I now enjoy. So I encourage you today to really think about this and to discover who you are in Christ and how victorious you are in Him. You know, 1 John 5 says, you know, He has overcome the world, and our victory is faith in that, and faith in what He's done. So I challenge you today to debunk the junk and to kill the sacred cows and to live a life of victory.